It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays as part of Afternoon Drive, our broadcast of All Things Considered. Then we archive the segments online as a resource at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others, animals and people, among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about an effort from Helping Hands Hawaii, Adopt a Family program. We're going to focus on it today. It links individuals and families in need with donors. Participants are referred to the program through a large network of community partners, and donors participate by adopting a family. These are families that are facing poverty, severe illnesses, recovering from domestic violence, suffering from mental health challenges, enduring homelessness in the state that leads the United States with its homeless epidemic per capita. We're going to learn more about how we can help out the Adopt a Family program with Helping Hands Hawaii President and CEO Jan Harada. Welcome back, Jan. Good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And in general, remind folks who Helping Hands Hawaii is and what kinds of services and supports you guys back.
We try to impact the lives of some of, you know, Hawaii's most vulnerable. So those are folks that are struggling with poverty, like you mentioned, homelessness, mental illness, addiction. We work with immigrants with language access challenges due to their limited English proficiency. Sure. And we also help families with children, young children, folks who are just struggling day to day to make ends meet and keep a roof over their head or get a roof over their head.
How do you guys get your funding?
45 to 50% government, which is a combination of state, federal, and county. And the remainder of that is either fee-for-service, so revenue we generate from services we provide. Contributions and grants is a small percentage, maybe 10, 11% of that. And the rest is earned income that we get from some rental that we rent out in our building that we own.
And this Adopt-A-Family program, which I understand has a goal of serving over 700 needy area families. Explain what this is for folks who are right here in the midst of the holidays, perhaps it's big kickoff weekend, wanting to give back.
What it really, at its core, is really helping families who are struggling to have a brighter Christmas or holiday season. You know, when you're poor, the holidays really magnify that. So especially for children, especially for seniors who live alone, the disabled, so really vulnerable population. So the program matches up their stories and their wish list with donors.
And how would people go about supporting this?
They can either contact us at aaf@helpinghandshawaii.org to become a donor. We'd send them a form. We're trying to shoot for a deadline of December 5th for donors that want to adopt specific families. Once they send in their form, they are sent stories to choose from. So because we also understand that donors might say, hey, you know what? I'm a cancer survivor.
Right.
So you've got anybody over there that's a cancer survivor, or I'm a single parent. I'd love to support a single parent household or something to that effect. So we send them stories. They pick the family or families. Some adopt multiple. They go out and they shop for that wish list and then they drop it off. We're hoping for a drop off of December 8th, but we also understand sometimes that gets missed. And then there are also donation drives at some of the area businesses that are hosting what we call wishing trees.
They collect donations used for the families who are not matched with one-on-one.
Yeah, day. And you know, sometimes people don't have, you know, a specific family that they'd like to adopt, but they want to just help. So they're like, hey, we know one of your high need items. Maybe that's a microwave or something, or a rice cooker or something. You know, let me get a microwave or rice cooker, and then they'll give it to us. And we'll match that up with those families that aren't adopted. 750 plus families needing adoption is a huge number. So,
and those confirm wishing tree locations?
Koko Marina Center in Hawaii Kai, Monkey Pod Kitchen in Ko'olina, all the Pearl Hawaii Federal Credit Union branches, and then Kuni Island Fabric.
And you're still looking for other people, so people could host if they wanted to.
If you still want to host, please go ahead and give us a call, 440-3800, or email us at aaf@helpinghandshawaii.org.
Here's how you can do it. Helpinghandshawaii.org. You can complete one of these Adopt-A-Family donor information forms there. You can email it to aaf@helpinghandshawaii.org. They're looking to have these by December 5th, so they can be dropping off the gifts by December 8th. You can also do a general reach out to them if you have other questions, hhh@helpinghandshawaii.org, 808-536-7234. All the contact information we've just provided, plus the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. And Jan Harada, President and CEO of Helping Hands Hawaii. Thanks for doing what you're doing and had this on for our Thanksgiving that we're doing together. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.